नमः रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायपते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 128 राम सेंस मारुति इन एडवांस टू भरत। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। देन राघव थिंकिंग ऑफ अयोध्या कॉल्ड मारुति एंड स्पोक टू हिम, गो दाउ इन हेस्ट टू अयोध्या एंड फाइंड आउट इफ कौशल्या एंड द अदर वुमेन ऑफ द पैलेस आर वेल। Meet Guha at Sringavirpura and greet him on my behalf. He will be mightily pleased to hear that I am now carefree and happy after having killed my enemies and achieved my purpose. Regardless of his caste, I consider him as a member of the royal family because of his devotion to me and my love towards him. He will acquaint you with the road to Ayodhya and tell you about Bharata. Tell Bharata that with Sita and Lakshmana I am here, having returned safely, and that I send him my good wishes. Let him now know that my father's task has been fulfilled. Let him hear from you of Ravana's carrying away Sita, of my friendship with Sugriva, the killing of Vali, the search of the Vanaras for Sita, your exploits in Lanka and your discovery of Sita, my meeting with the ocean god, the construction of the dam by Nala, the killing of Ravana and the other Rakshasas, the granting of the boons by Brahma, Varuna and Indra, Dasharatha's appearance before me, thanks to the grace of Lord Shiva, and of my return here. As the 14 years of my exile are almost over, he may sacrifice himself in the fire on failing to see me again. If you tell him the news of my arrival, the shock of joy might endanger his life. Tell him first that Vibhishna with his rakshasas and Sugriva with his monkeys have come along with me. Observe carefully his face to discover his real feelings towards me. Tell him, having killed his enemies, Rama of unequaled fame, having fulfilled his mission, he has returned accompanied by powerful allies. And note his reactions and see whether his face changes. I must find out whether he will agree if I tell him, you may rule this kingdom yourself. The reason why I wish to test him is this. Who is the man that does not desire to possess a kingdom handed down by his ancestors, endowed with many elephants, horses and chariots, and capable of giving all he wants? Would Bharata accept the kingdom out of joy and seeing me back after 14 years? Would he reject the offer? If he has become attached to the kingdom, let him continue to rule as he has ruled for 14 years in deference to my wishes. My father passed away without tasting the happiness of seeing me crowned. Let me at least feel happy to see Bharata crowned. Before I left Ayodhya, I liked to witness Bharata's coronation and tarried a while. But Kaikeyi mistook my action and thought that I was unwilling to give up the kingship and leave the country. If Bharata now seems inclined to cling to the power which he has enjoyed so long, return to me before we have advanced nearer to Ayodhya and let me know. Otherwise, stay on with Bharata. Hanuman, in the guise of a man, hastened to Ayodhya even as Garuda rises aloft and flies through the sky after snatching up a great snake. Passing over the confluence of the Ganga and the Yamuna, the valiant Hanuman arrived at Sringavirpura. Approaching Guha, he spoke auspicious words, greatly pleased. Friend, your beloved friend, the valiant Raghava, the greatest of the Ikshvaka clan, along with Lakshmana and Sita, has sent me to tell you that he is well. Tonight he stays with Bharadwaja and tomorrow he will be here. Saying this, Hanuman leapt into the sky and flew over Ramatirtham, Valukini and Gomati. Seeing countless people and many flourishing villages, he flew with all speed and came upon the forests adjoining Nandigrama. There he saw women and children playing as the devas sport in Nandana, the garden of Indra. At Nandigrama, on the outskirts of Ayodhya, he came upon Bharata wearing bark and deerskin, emaciated and with matted locks, living like a hermit and anxiously looking in the direction of Rama's return. with his mind, senses and speech controlled intensely, concentrating on his inner self and glowing like a Brahma Rishi, he looked after the people under the auspices of the sacred sandals of Lord Rama. Assisted by able ministers and holy Purohits, he was protecting the four castes against all perils. His ministers, the army chiefs and all others around him were all robed in the garb of rishis, even as he. Born of King Dashrata, he was brought up on opulence, but he has discarded all pleasures and strict obedience to the Dharma. When he is observing silently the austerities of the rishis, it is not right and proper for us to live in ease and pleasure, they thought. With palms folded, Hanuman approached Bharata and addressed him. O Lord, Raghunatha, the son of Dasharatha, who went to the Dandaka forest like a rishi, who promised to return after 14 years, and whose absence you have endured so long, sends you his greetings. I bring you good news. You will see Rama shortly. After killing Ravana and the Rakshasas, rescuing Maithili, and fulfilling his mission, he returns accompanied by many friends. Soon you will see Rama with Lakshmana and Sita, who is reunited with Rama even as Sachi is with Indra. Hearing those words, Bharata was overjoyed. When will my brother arrive? When can I see his beautiful face? And when shall I bow at his lotus-like feet? He fell in a faint. Recovering shortly, Bharata embraced Hanuman, who had uttered such heartening words, and bathed him in tears of joy. The mere tidings of Rama's return had such an effect on Bharata. What might not have happened if Rama himself had appeared suddenly? It was because he feared the consequences of such a surprise that Rama had sent Hanuman in advance. Now Bharata said to Hanuman, though you appear to be a man, yet when I see your splendor, I wonder whether you are not a god. Whoever you are, you have come here out of pity for me and told me good news which has brought me back my very life. Though I cannot reward you adequately, let me do what little I can. Accept my presence joyously and bless me. Kindly accept a crore of cows, 100 villages and 16 maidens. They are well-born, beautiful beyond compare, adorned with jewels and pure in thought and deed. Hearing thus the news of Rama's return with mounting desire to see his beloved brother, Bharata spoke again to Hanuman out of the fullness of his heart. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.